Love before COVID.
Part 2. Altruism.
Thirteen years later, Joe is in a relationship with a woman named Lorraine Klein. She not only isn't a psychopath, but she also happens to be an unusually beautiful woman with long legs. Nonetheless, Joe and Lorraine are still a couple, and like any couple, Joe and Lorraine have issues they have to work through together. Issues like this.
Look, Joe, I love you. I appreciate everything that you do for us in this relationship. You do understand that, don't you?
I understand.
But something just feels a bit wrong to me. It's hard to explain.
What feels wrong? Now I don't understand.
Well, it feels like something's missing.
What's missing? We're with each other all the time. We support each other. We have sex every night. We've created a beautiful home together. We accept each other's differences. We love each other unconditionally. Isn't that what a relationship is supposed to be?
I don't know. I'm not complaining about you, per se. I'm not saying anything you've done is bad. I appreciate you and love you to bits.
Then what's the problem?
I worry that maybe you love me too much.
What?
I feel like maybe you're not getting your needs met in this relationship.
Of course I'm getting my needs met in this relationship, or else I wouldn't still be with you.
It doesn't feel like that, Joe. You're always more excited to spend time with your friends.
Well, Lorraine, I see you every day. I don't see them every day. Everyone in my life brings me different qualities that I value in different ways. But you should know that you're the person I love most. That's why I see you every day while I only see them two or three times a week.
I don't know, Joe. I'm confused.
Are you saying you don't feel loved by me in this relationship?
No, not at all. I feel very loved.
Then what's the problem?
Oh, it's hard to pin down. Something just doesn't feel right.
What is it?
Everything that we do together isn't something that you actually enjoy doing. It never feels like you're having fun. It feels like you're only doing it because you love me.
In a healthy relationship, you're not always excited to be around your partner. But the love is what carries you through. In life, no one excites you every day. But when you love someone, that doesn't matter. You make an effort to push on. You accept the limitations in the other person. You accept the limitations in yourself.
Joe, I like feeling like my boyfriend wants to be with me. I like feeling that my boyfriend's excited by me. It's not fun feeling like somebody's just tolerating me because they love me.
But I'm not just tolerating you because I love you. I enjoy you like mad.
What do you enjoy, Joe?
Everything about you.
I have a hard time believing that.
I accept everything about you because I love you. I enjoy being with you, with all of your flaws and all the ways that you're different than me. I wouldn't want you to change a single thing about you.
But why do you love me that much?
Because I chose to love you that much.
But why did you choose to love me that much?
It's hard to describe what makes you fall in love with someone. I was attracted to you. I felt good being around you. I loved how you stood up for yourself and didn't take any shit from anyone. I noticed how giving you are. I was impressed by what a hard worker you are. There's a million reasons why I fell in love with you.
Look, I know all that. I'm not saying you're in the wrong or that I'm angry with you for any of it.
Then what feels wrong?
It feels like you decided to love me when we got into this relationship.
That's what happens in any relationship.
It doesn't feel like I've done very much since then to make you want to love me.
I love you unconditionally, Lorraine. That's the only way any relationship can last.
Joe, are you getting your needs met in this relationship?
Of course I am. I'm loving the person I chose to love. I love you in all your imperfections. I love you because of all the ways we are alike and different.
But Joe, I get bored by the long-winded conversations you like to have. I can't stand most of the movies you like. I'd rather listen to Cats Die than hear most of your free jazz records. I don't understand your weird poetry, and I'm not interested in the galleries that you like to visit. I don't eat meat, I don't smoke, and I'm not a bloody Manchester United fan.
But I don't make you do any of that stuff, Lorraine. I don't eat meat when you're in the house. I smoke outside. I read my poetry aloud at the readings I do, or with my friends. I don't expect you to watch me read my poems at the coffee shop and be bored. I don't need us to be alike in every aspect.
But even in bed, I don't like any of that kinky BDSM shit you go for. I like straight-up missionary sex every night before I go to bed. I like to be penetrated, and then I like to have a clitoral orgasm where you use your hands or your mouth. I don't like role-play games. I don't need to wear a costume to get off. A massage and a bath before we start will do me fine.
I know all of that, and I'm fine with it. You know I think you're an amazing lover. You're only focusing on the negatives. You're forgetting all the things we have in common.
I know all the things we have in common. We like to cook Indian food together. We don't like loud parties or gambling. We like rainy days. We hate roller coasters. We like to stay up late and wake up after 11 o'clock on a weekend. I like your big heart. You like it when I wear skimpy shorts and other men stare at my legs. We both eat cinnamon buns on a Saturday.
You're describing all of that in a way where you're making it sound like trivial bullshit.
The way you act makes it seem trivial.
What do you mean?
You make me feel like I'm your daughter.
What are you talking about?
On most days, regardless of what we're doing, I feel like you're doing it because it's good for us. I feel like you're doing it because you love me.
How does that translate into me treating you like a father?
When I was a child, my dad used to watch cartoons with me every day when we used to come home from school for a couple of hours. I could tell he hated the cartoons, and he'd much rather be doing something fun with my mother. I'd say to him, why aren't you with Mum? Wouldn't you enjoy that more? And he'd say, I'm spending time with my daughter, Lorraine. I love you.
Why do you hold a grudge against him for that? He loved you.
He loved my mother too, but there was a difference.
Of course, there was a big difference. You were his daughter and your mother was his wife.
No, you just don't get it.
Explain it to me then.
He loved my mother because he enjoyed her. Every time he was around her, he seemed like he was having so much fun and he never seemed bored. He never seemed like he was doing something every day to make her happy. He always seemed like he was making himself happy just by being with her.
If he never put himself out to make her happy, maybe he wasn't the best husband for her.
No, he was a great husband for her. When he died, my mother was miserable because she'd lost the love of her life.
Then he must have put himself out for her at some point.
Whether or not he did isn't the point. The point is, with me, he was bored. I was a kid. Children bore him. I couldn't talk to him the way my mum could. I didn't like any of the things that he enjoyed, but he loved me anyway. He sat patiently during my dance recitals. I knew he couldn't give a toss about. But he was proud of me because I was his daughter.
That's what a good father does.
I hated it.
Why?
I didn't want to be tolerated out of love. I wanted him to like me. I wanted to be his friend.
But he was your father. He wasn't supposed to be your friend.
Yeah, but he spent so much effort trying to pretend he was interested in me and enjoying my company. The fakeness of it just made me feel physically sick. I tried to get away from him most of the time. I couldn't bear his pretending.
Most adults aren't interested in the stuff that excites their children. You don't watch cartoons with your daughter because you like cartoons.
My dad's love for me didn't feel nice.
Your dad was there for you when he could have done the easy thing and ignored you. That's a good parent, Lorraine.
I just wish my dad would have said to me, look, Lorraine, I love you because I'm obligated to, even though you bore the fuck out of me. Instead, he would say things like, I love you, but I can't compare you with your mother.
Of course it was an equal but different kind of love. You were his daughter.
Yes, one was about duty and the other about happiness.
I think you're being very hard on your dad. I think it's pretty obvious he did a good job with his daughter.
I don't care how much he loved me or how much of a good job he did with me. I don't want to be loved like that by my own fucking boyfriend. I want to be liked. I want my boyfriend to be crazy about me, the way my father was crazy about my mum. I don't want to feel like I'm being fucking tolerated.
Don't you think you have some unrealistic expectations about what a relationship is supposed to be like every day?
I don't know. All I know is, I don't like how this feels.
Lorraine, no relationship can thrill both partners every day until death do you part. That's a rom-com fantasy of what a relationship is like. All romance is a work in progress, and it's a struggle. The only way a relationship can succeed is if you're not just looking after number one. You have to fight for the relationship. Otherwise, you act selfishly, you piss your partner off, you become inconsiderate.
I know all that, Joe. And I agree in theory.
Lorraine, if you had a stroke and we couldn't have sex or talk and I had to spend all day feeding you while you shook like an infant, I'd do it. I'd spend the next 40 years of my life doing that because I love you.
But what kind of relationship would that be?
A loving relationship that lasts.
Well, I'm not sure I'd be happy about that.
I wouldn't be happy being debilitated by a stroke in my 30s either.
No, that's not what I meant. If you spend all day looking after a grown infant, that doesn't seem like a relationship that's fair on you.
Why?
Well, you'd be missing out on all the good bits of a relationship. I'd be getting all your devotion and care and you'd get nothing from me. The whole relationship would be totally one-sided.
But I'd be happy knowing I'm looking after the person I love.
Are you sure that would make you really happy?
Relationships aren't like bank loans. It's not a tit for tat. You can't expect to get things from your partner that are always in proportion to what you can give. Sometimes your partner can give way less than what you can give and you still love them anyway. Those things can always switch.
I know, you're right. Maybe the problem is I feel like I haven't been asserting myself enough in this relationship. Maybe I'm not standing up for my needs and I'm assuming it's because you aren't getting your needs met.
Just tell me what you need. I'm your boyfriend. I'm here to make sure you get your needs met.
I know, and I appreciate you so much for that. No one's ever loved me as much as you.
That's because you're my life partner. Now, tell me what I can do to make you happier in this relationship.
Well, for starters, I'm really tired of you pressuring me to hang out with your poetry friends. I don't understand what you guys talk about half the time, and I'm sitting there bored out of my skull. I'd like you to go and have coffee with them somewhere else rather than have them over to our house on Tuesdays and Thursday evenings. There's a lot of things that we could be doing together on those nights. And it's bonfire night at Abbey Park. We'll be missing out on all that if you've got your friends over this Tuesday.
But what about your friends that we see in Derby?
You like my friends.
Well, I think they're okay.
It doesn't irritate you to spend time with them.
Jill and Claire irritate you that much.
Joe, all they do is speculate about pointless shit, bitch, and read aloud pretentious rubbers they scribble on those little notepads.
I like their poems.
You are so much better than them, Joe. I don't understand what you write, but I can still tell it's more well-written and imaginative than their pretentious bullshit. Every time Jill reads one of her menstruation sonnets, I want to fucking burn it.
I'll meet them at Starbucks.
The other thing I need from you is tea. I get home at 8 o'clock and you're home by 7, so when I get home from work, I'm stressed and need to eat.
OK, I'll make sure to have something on the hob by the time you come home.
And the third thing that irritates me is on weekends. When we have the day to spend together, you're often in your room with your headphones on.
That's really the only time I have to listen to music. I don't put that on in the living room because I know you hate it.
Joe, the only time I get to spend the entire day with you is on the weekend. What's more important, a day with your girlfriend or Eric Dolphy?
Of course you're more important to me. Look, I'm really sorry if I've made you feel like you aren't the most important thing in my life. That wasn't my intention on my part, OK?
And the last thing I want to talk to you about is something I need to be completely honest with you about.
OK.
Now, I'm not saying this at all because I'm trying to hurt you.
I know.
You must know that.
What is it?
Joe, I wouldn't be with you if I didn't think you were a handsome
girl. I know, and you know how beautiful I think you are.
But at the moment, you're a handsome guy who is buried under way too much fat.
I'll go online tonight and research a diet plan I can get on. Maybe I can do something...
Take your shirt off.
What?
Take your shirt off. I want to show you something.
What, right now?
Just take your shirt off.
Joe takes off his shirt. Lorraine then pulls down Joe's trousers and underpants. Lorraine is staring up at Joe's flaccid penis and protruding belly.
Now, sweet pea, I know you haven't got the biggest cock in the world. That is not the problem, but look at this.
Lorraine puts her hand against Joe's belly flab.
This right here. This is nasty.
I know, but I can't really do anything about that right this minute.
Your gut hangs out further than your erection, Joe. I can handle the eye patch, I can handle the man boobs, but this is disgusting.
No, but this isn't the nicest way to talk to me about this, Lorraine.
I'm being honest
with you because I want you to be more self-confident.
I don't want to hear you complaining about how you feel unattractive anymore.
I appreciate that, but there are more tactful ways of doing that than telling me which parts of me you think are disgusting.
Listen, I'm not interested in manipulating you. I want you to become more self-confident and I want you to get a body your beautiful girlfriend's happy with. You'll feel better knowing that I'm happy with your body.
I know that, but...
You know as well as I do that if I sugarcoat what I'm trying to say, you won't take it on board.
Of course I'll take it on board.
Then be a fucking man and do something about it. You've had enough time to do something about it already, and you keep eating the same nasty shit. I'm sick of it, Joe. It doesn't look good when we're walking down the street together and people are staring at me wondering what the hell I'm doing with you. That's not good for either of us.
I know.
I'm going to be getting pregnant in a few months. You need to model good habits for our children. You need to be there for our kids without having a fucking heart attack at 40.
I know.
Now, tonight, you're going to get a diet plan and we'll arrange it for the house tomorrow. I want you to start working out on the Wii again and doing those press-ups, and you'll feel so much better once those boobs start to go down. I'll start to feel like I'm actually having sex with a man.
You don't have to put it in such a crude way.
You're the person. I can say whatever I'm thinking to, Joe. Whatever I'm feeling about you, I can say to your face. I can't do that with anyone else.
I know, but sometimes you can be rather blunt.
My honesty with you is how I show my love. Don't talk about it like it's a bad thing.
I'm sorry.
Listen, I'm hungry. If you start cooking now, it's going to be too long before dinner's ready and I'll have a headache. So can you nip across the road and get me a small pizza with a green salad? You're just having a green salad. Oh, and don't buy any pop.
OK. I should be back in about 15 minutes.
Joe proceeds to walk out the door.
Joe?
Yes?
Thank you for being so sweet to me today. I knew everything would be okay if we talked it out.
I love you, Lorraine.
I love you too, Joe. I've never had a boyfriend as given as you.
That's the kind of boyfriend I try to be.
Joe and Lorraine smile at each other as Joe leaves. But Joe is not happy. He is disturbed because he has just seen a side of Lorraine he has never seen before. Lorraine has been demanding and insensitive in the past. However, she has never been cruel to Joe about his body. This cruelty makes Joe feel very hurt. There is no way, after what she said to him, that he is going to feel like having sex with her tonight. Walking home with dinner, he can't bear to look at any windows or mirrors. The reflection of his own body is making him feel physically repulsed.
Ha ha.